We were in John chapter 5 just a few moments ago. Oh, Lou, can you? I think Lou's going. That's a separate one, right, Lou, now? Okay, thanks. Open your Bibles, if you would, to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. We were just there. We're going to go back up a verse in John chapter 5. Verse 23, verse 24, verse 22 is actually better for context. John 5:22. For the Father judgeth no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. Now I'm building for a point here, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father that sent him. You understand here? Now, the contextually, the Jews, the Hebrews, they believed in the Father. We've got God. You know, He's our Father. But you, Jesus, we reject you. And Jesus said, you can't do that. You cannot say that you honor the Father and reject me, His Son, right? Because the Father came at Jesus' baptism and said, you know, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, at the Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, hear Him. The Father put His stamp of approval upon the Son. To reject the Son is to reject the Father. Do you believe? All right. I believe you do believe that. Now, with that in mind, a number of years ago, when Dad was getting older, we're going back to about 1998 now, he decided it was time to make a transition. And he said, if you love me, now the congregational folks love Dad, he said, I'm now putting my affection and my love upon my Son, and I want you to receive my Son as senior pastor of the church at Kaweah. And in the same principle, you cannot say that you love Pastor Warren Lee or that you loved Pastor Warren Lee if you do not love Pastor Warren Mark, whom the Father set His affection upon. Does that make sense? Because He repeatedly told you guys, this is who is going to take my place. So as the Jews could not see that, but it was clear, you cannot love the Father. Don't say you love the Father if you're rejecting Jesus. And it was the same way. Don't say you love Pastor Warren Lee if you reject who He has chosen to be pastor of the church. Now, I mention that, and the congregation is to be commended. You folks are to be commended because with a strong personality, as forceful as Dad was, after 40 years or 30 years, whatever he was here at the church at Kaweah, close to 30 years here at the church at Kaweah, many times when you have a transition of that nature, you have a church split. Factions arise. Well, I'm not going to accept this person. We accept, you know, because Dad was such a strong person, such a strong personality, and such a strong leader. But 98% of you said, yes, we will embrace the pastor, the Father, and we'll embrace His Son, testifying that we love Him. And so it was as easy, many of you were here, it was about as easy as a transition as you could get. No waves, no factions occurring. And this, I believe, you were blessed in doing so. Those of you that received the Son, received me, are blessed for doing so. I'll give you an example of what it's like the other way. You recall that those of you that were here when Dad unincorporated the church, he said, all right, now some of you guys have been with me 20 plus years. Ray would remember. So some of you guys have been with me 10 years. And many of you would remember. He said, you've been with me 20 plus years. This is the first time in all my ministry, he says, I'm pulling rank on you as an authority figure in the church. People were scared. Oh, he's unincorporating the church. The IRS is going to close us down. This is going to happen. Oh, they're going to come and seize it. You remember, those of you who were here, the fear-mongering, the spirit of fear that gripped the people, some of them. And Dad said, all right, first time in 20 years of ministry, I'm telling you right now, if you want to quit the church, that's fine. But I'm asking you, I'm telling you, under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 13:18, I believe, obey those that have the rule over you, I'm asking you to stay, how many remember this, 6 months. Kevin does, all right. I'm asking you here, to stay 6 months, Dad said. Now, if you stay 6 months and you want to quit the church, fine. You can leave the church. You know, we'll say, we'll bless you in the name of the Lord. Go and do whatever you're going to do. But I'm telling you, he says, obey. Stay for 6 months. First time he says, I'm pulling rank. I have an authority. I've never done this to you before. Would you stay for 6 months? Now, after 6 months, and he says, and you're going to see in 6 months all your fears come to naught. And boy, so maybe that's how many years ago? All those fears. Huh? 93. All those fears. All that fear. All that spirit of fear. Oh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. All came to naught. So, now, but here's the point. Those that rejected the authority and left the church and didn't stay 6 months. He says, I'm only asking you 6 months, and then if you want to leave, God bless you. We'll send you out with proper, leave properly. And I've seen those that did not obey, they're still under a curse. And they've got to make it right because they did not obey Hebrews 13:18. They didn't follow proper channel of authority. And this congregation is to be commended in many, many ways. I'm leading to a point, so stay with me. One more verse, Proverbs 27, the last verse. Proverbs 27. Proverbs chapter 27. I honestly believe those that were disobedient, when Dad says, all I'm asking is for you to stay 6 months, and then if you want to leave the church, fine. You have my blessing. Those that left and would not stay 6 months, they're under judgment. Doesn't mean that they're the judgment of hell. Certainly I can see them that they have not grown in the Lord. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, but those of you that stayed and obeyed, you were blessed. The Lord's blessing and anointing is upon you for just simply being obedient to His Word. Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now we come to the point that I wanted to get with you here a little bit, and that's stuff that you need to hear. We don't know what a day will bring forth. Last weekend there were, nine or 11 people were arrested in the Midwest, mainly of the Hutari militia. Something happened in Georgia, people were arrested. Now there's wives without husbands to be home, fathers who are no longer in the home because they're incarcerated, and now we have charges of sedition and conspiracy, and we don't know what will happen. We know that we live under tyranny. We know that our government lies to us repeatedly. They lied to us about Waco. They lied to us about Ruby Ridge. Was it DJ was just saying he saw a thing on Ruby Ridge? Somebody just said, or was it Steve? Yeah, all right. Yeah, I think it was Steve. They didn't mention that Lon Horiuchi, the FBI sniper, shot a woman in the face while she was holding an infant son. So we know that our government is capable of all kinds of lies. What does the thing? Now I go back to Dad and why I brought the subject of Dad and the son and so forth up. Dad did a wise thing. He was getting old, up in years. He said, you know, maybe I could drop dead with a heart attack. We don't know what a day will bring forth. He was making preparations for the church to go on, the church to be calm, to be, you know, everything's going to go on. The church of the living God, which is the pillar and ground of truth, God will continue to lead it. And He has. With that in mind, I don't know, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but I don't know whether I might face incarceration. Debbie's shaking her head. See, we don't know. We live in a very perilous time. I didn't choose the time when I lived. Those of you that were in the time of World War II was a perilous time, especially in Europe, you know, and the Asian countries. Very, very perilous time. Just happens to be where God's called us. So it is possible. Well, who knows? Maybe tomorrow I could drop dead of a heart attack. And if that should happen, what would happen to the church at Kaweah? And I need to make provision for that. What if I'm arrested tomorrow? I need to make provision for that. It's a good chance if I get arrested, DJ and Frank may end up going along with me. Or if DJ gets arrested, there's a good chance I'll end up going along with them. There's provisions that I think we must make, and that's what I want to make to you. And I want to commend to you three brethren who I believe in prayer and seeking the Lord and considering the situation that in my demise or my incarceration will step to the fore, and I want you, the same as you honored me, and Dad asked you to honor me, and you folks, I look at your faces and I see those of you that honored me. And then those of you that honored my son, Warren Luke, I'll get to him in a minute at the end. I'm asking you to honor these men should I tomorrow be incarcerated and who knows, locked up in the Patriot Act with no, who knows when I would get out. I'm asking you, I'm commending to you these brethren, Vince Tila, Adam Clocky, and Colin Thompson, so that now if I'm gone tomorrow, these brethren, Vince Tila, Adam Clocky, and Colin Thompson, will step in. These are the men that they're fallible men just like I'm fallible. They're imperfect men just like I'm imperfect. But they will lead the church. I believe that God has gifted them, each in their unique capacities, with the three of them to lead this church and in time bring it to where God would have it. I believe Colin should be your lead elder here at the church, and if something was to happen to me. Now Colin is not called to be a pastor. I think he knows that. Are you called? No, I don't believe he's called to be a pastor. But I believe God has gifted Colin to find the church who would best reflect the heart of myself and the heart of my dad should something happen to me. So that we go on. So the church, no panic. Three men step to the fore. They begin to work. They begin to pray. They begin to ask God for guidance in this area. Somebody might ask, why Colin, the senior elder? He's a knucklehead. I'm just kidding, Colin. Colin has something nobody else in this church has. Nobody else has something that what Colin has. He has Carol. And Sister Carol, I think very highly of you. And Colin and Carol together are gifted to lead this church. And it'll go on. The peace of God will be here. The anointing of God will be here. And these men, you should have no fear. These men together all have special giftings and are unique to lead the church on. So don't be afraid of what might happen. The church will go on and it will be in very capable hands. I believe if this need arises, to not honor these men is to not honor me or to honor Dad. It's not. You won't be honoring. Say, oh, I like Warren Mark, but I don't like Colin and Vince. Can't do that. Can't say, I like the Father and reject Jesus Christ. Can't say, I believe in the Father and reject Jesus. And you can't do that. So I'm commending to you these three men, and I believe God will gift them should that need arise. Now, one more thought. So not to honor them is not to honor me, and I believe Dad as well. Should God lead Warren Luke back? And I think that Colin would probably impress upon Warren Luke, hey, we need you back. He may or he may not, but I think he would probably. I think you should honor Warren Luke. He's getting the seasoning that he needs, the maturity that he needs to take a difficult position here at the church. And, you know, he's getting that maturation process. Those of you, I look at you around, some of you saw me leave this church, go and, you know, go up to Oregon, go here, go there. That was the maturing process, the solidifying of my ministry, the solidifying of my pulpit style, good, bad, or indifferent. It was in Oregon that I developed who I am in the Lord as a pastor. Warren Luke is developing who he is now, good, bad, or indifferent. His speaking style, whatever it is, I have only heard him speak once. I don't know what his speaking style is. Maybe he'll run the aisles all the time, right? When he's screaming up, of course he's not going to do that. Maybe he's more of a teacher. I don't know. But whatever it is, he is maturing now. And if God so leads, I think that these men may call Warren Luke back. And I believe that you would receive him or whoever it is that they feel who God would have to be pastor. So I wanted to share that with you. Not expecting to go to jail tomorrow. I don't want to go to jail tomorrow. I have a lovely wife and a 3-year-old son. Anticipate, you know, watching him grow in the Lord. And as you saw him sing a few weeks ago and give his first special, we hope to see more things like that out of Brother Andrew. All right. Any questions? Did I muddy any waters or something? Joanne, did you have your hand up a minute ago? Colin, Vince, and Adam, I believe, should lead this church. And Colin being the senior elder.
Comments?
Yes, sir, bro.
The IRS is 100% blocked. It's totally unconstitutional.
All right. I'm not worrying about the IRS, Fred. You know that. Fred says the IRS is unconstitutional and a bluff. Well, I'm not, yeah. But there's good men that are in jail today. Ken Hovind's.
Yeah.
In what, year 4 of a 10-year sentence. So pastors are being jailed for various reasons. And of course, Kent had nothing to do with the militia or anything along that line at all. And yet he's in jail. We think we can escape this. You're kidding yourself if you think you're going to play it cool and play, you know, beneath the radar screen. Watch The Patriot again. When it comes, you can't hide. Mel Gibson thought he could. Good story. You can't. Well, beloved. All right. And the question, I didn't want to confuse anything. I'm not trying to lay anything heavy on you. I want you actually to go away rejoicing that, you know what, you're right. Well, you know, it's true. Warren Luke, Mark, you know, he's 50 years old now. He could drop dead tomorrow or whatever. The church is in capable hands. All right. Yes, Frank.
The men that signed the Declaration of facing jail time for what they did. They stood up for what they believed in. Okay, and look at the results that we got from that.
Right.
They pledged their lives, fortunes, and their sacred honor in the holy cause of liberty, and we benefit from it today.
Amen.
By the way, we'll keep you posted. DJ's staying on it as close as he can. What's happening? What happened to the Hutari men? We've got Mark Kornke, who's the first-hand witness to that, and as he gives us information, we'll give it to you as to what's going on. But I would just say this, I do not believe any of the major media. It's been proven they lied over Waco, Ruby Ridge, all those things, 911, and so they're lying to us again about these men. I don't know these men, the Hutari men. I went on their website a number of times. They were dispensational in their outlook, very pro-Israel, people that are extremely pro-Israel in their outlook. So it's very interesting that the government chose to take them on. All right, but let's stand together so we pray and ask. I'll ask the Lord's blessing upon you and these men as well that I believe God has chosen. Father, we love you. We praise you. Lord, I thank you for the sweet spirit is here and the spirit of receptivity that is here amongst your people. Father, even as I charge Colin and Vince and Adam, I pray, Lord God, that you would equip them and that you would even prepare them should that day arise. I know you have prepared them already. That's why I have confidence. It's because they're already prepared. But we do pray a special blessing and anointing upon them. I pray, Lord, in humility that you would continue to anoint me, your servant, and bless me. Help me to love this, your people, and to serve this, your people. And I pray a special blessing on this, your people, once again, that have received me, even as Dad asked them to, and they received Warren Luke, even as I asked them to, and Dad asked them to, and that they would receive these men should the need arise. So, Father, we just pray your blessings upon your people. Lord, we put ourselves in your loving hands. We're in a perilous time. People disappear around us. But, God, we want to be found faithful. Fox's Book of Martyrs, Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 11, Lord, tells us that men and women paid the ultimate price. Help us to do no less, Lord. May we do no less. Equip us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Bless us, your people, I pray. Amen. So you may be seated. One more, let's take up the morning tithes and offerings.